We are living in Satan's butt crack right now.
A brawl is surely brewing. And begin!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen, and this is a podcast about things we like.
Today's episode is all about road trip songs.
Yeah, and what we've got to say about this is that we have had these lists prepared for a year.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we get the lists going. They don't see the light of day till a little bit later.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good reason for that for this one. But you know what's nice is we did it. Then we just put it in the archives and then we pulled it out because you can't play or you can't do an episode about road trip songs in December.
That's true.
I'm not taking a road trip in December. I'm taking a summer road trip.
Yeah. June. What's your prime road trip month?
June, July, yeah. August, summer
months. That's
what
I think of when I take a road trip. But historically, our road trips haven't been, for you and I, they
October,
haven't been in the summer.
Yeah. Usually. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Lots of people are going to be taking road trips.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we're going to be sticking closer to home.
Sleeping
and we're
going to
be driving. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this list can help those people.
Yeah, I hope this list can help someone out there.
Who needs some song inspiration.
Yeah, from us because we're so influential. So do you think we have any crossover?
Yeah, I think we have at least one or two.
Yeah, I think we for sure have one.
Okay.
So. Well,
now, I've got a list here before we get started of what makes for a good road trip song.
Okay, I have one piece of criteria.
Okay, yeah, what makes a good road trip song for you?
It's a crank and a belt.
A crank and a belt? Yeah. Okay, say more.
If I can crank the volume way, way up.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I can just belt it.
Ooh,
to
okay.
drown out my singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you must also have the windows down. And you must belt.
And you must belt.
Yeah, so the crank and belt.
Okay, see, I'm thinking, based on that, I think we're going to see some Spice Girls in your list.
Oh.
Am I right?
You are not right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Actually, I only have one female artist represented.
Mm. Okay, well, my criteria for a good road trip song, that your crank and belt is good.
Thanks.
I've got four.
Okay.
Number one, timeless. I want anyone to be able to enjoy this song.
Okay.
Right? Not all music is timeless.
Oh, that is for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I want the song to be timeless.
I think mine are pretty timeless.
Yeah? Okay.
I think.
Number two, I want it to capture the essence of traveling.
Oh. I'm not sure that mine do that. Maybe. Maybe a little bit.
I don't even know what that means, yeah. But I wrote it down. I don't know what I was thinking at that time. Number three, paint a picture in your mind. I want it to have good imagery.
Oh, yeah. We've got some imagery coming at you.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Number four, you got to know your audience before you hit the play button. Right? Some songs are going to work for the audience that's in the car, but some aren't. So I've got a fairly eclectic list of songs here, but depending on who I'm with, I'm gonna hit everybody, right?
Yeah.
I want the awesome playlist that's going to reach everyone.
Yeah, I think my list is pretty inclusive, I guess, for a diverse audience, or I don't know, for an audience, but one song I'm not too sure about.
I also have a runner-up song that didn't quite make the list, but I struggled hard with it.
Okay, do you want to start with that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
The Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
I know
that one.
You know that one?
Is that the intro to the girl with the dragon tattoo movie?
Ooh, I don't know, maybe? It's
the one with Rooney Mara? Yeah, that's the intro to the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, now that is a crank and belt.
Is it?
Oh my gosh, yeah, when he's going way up there.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, yeah?
I mean,
like the definition of crank and belt. That one is...
I don't know, I think my number three is the definition of crank and belt.
Hmm. Okay, well, Immigrant Song... Just
it's a great song. I'm not saying it's not great.
It's just in your face. You get to do the crank and belt.
To the land out of the ice and snow.
Exactly, right?
See, I know
when
it.
The midnight sun and the hot... Yeah.
Yeah, you thought I didn't actually know it.
No, I thought you knew it.
Yeah,
I'm
I
impressed.
Did.
Okay.
I do. I know it.
Let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, what's your number five?
My number five is one that I think will also be on your list.
Mm, okay.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Is Africa by Toto.
Oh my gosh, no, it's not on my list.
Oh, okay, because Joey, we have sang this song many a time in the vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, if you're putting together a list of, like, the greatest songs ever written, this would probably be in my top five.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great song to crank and belt.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised this is not on my list.
And
what was I thinking?
I felt like this song was reborn for us when Weezer did that cover.
Yeah.
Where the Weezer cover was fine.
Yeah.
But I felt like it just reminded me that Africa is an amazing song.
Of the original,
yeah. Of the original. So I just started listening to the original more and more. And here's what I will say.
Yeah.
Here's a hot tip. If you have Snapchat, there is a filter that makes your eyes like bug eyes and your mouth huge.
Yeah.
You're like, you look so mad right now.
No.
You're mad.
No, I'm focused on what you're saying. Okay. That's just my face.
Yeah. Why does your face look like that? But if you put that filter on and then you lip sync to songs, your mouth goes super wide and then it makes your voice really, really high pitched. Or it doesn't make your voice, it makes the song high pitched. And I have been doing this for a couple of years now.
They're great.
They're great. And I send these videos of me lip syncing with my big mouth. And I can't believe that this isn't a viral trend. Maybe I should just start uploading these videos to TikTok.
There you go.
And get TikTok famous.
From a Snapchat filter.
From a Snapchat filter, yeah.
Now there's, yeah.
There's, that's some cross.
You're crossing bridges there.
Cross promotional campaigns here. So I'm just saying this is, I mean, it's great for Africa too.
Like harmonies.
Africa is a really good song.
These are five
to
star
use that
harmonies.
Filter for. Yeah. I'm not even talking about the song right now. I'm just talking about the filter. Snapchat filter.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm just saying if you haven't done it, it's a missed opportunity for you and it's a missed opportunity for the world to not be just making these videos. So can you do that? Can you make a video? I've never used TikTok. I'm not a TikTok user. Yeah. I don't know what it's
about.
You're
not a talker, yeah.
I'm not a talker. Am I a ticker? But you can... Can you make a video on Snapchat? Well, yeah, because then you could download it and then you could just... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned for my TikTok channel where I'm just lip-syncing songs. Yeah, that'll be my first video. Okay. Check for it immediately after this episode because I will have a TikTok.
Oh, wow.
And you can see my new haircut because I just cut off a bunch of hair.
Yeah. Congrats on 10
that. 10 inches, by the way.
Looks great.
Yeah, the floor looked disgusting. Let me just say that. Okay.
But now, hold on. You didn't even bring up the harmonies.
I don't know things like that about music.
No, but you know. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, there are amazing harmonies. Also, have you seen this music video? Like, there's a lot happening. But this is like, you know, you roll
this
down the windows.
This song is all about the harmonies.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's just...
It's got the synth solo. Oh my gosh.
Everything okay. about it is great, and it's great for a road trip.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Well said. There's... All right. My number five is Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf.
Okay. That's a classic in the car song.
Right?
Yeah.
Born to be Wild. This one's just, I mean, it's about driving in the car, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Going on a road trip.
Yeah.
All I imagine
it's like
is,
you're going on a road trip to like a park, like a national park or a state park or something.
Yeah. And it's hot out and you've got the windows down and you're doing that thing with your hand where.
Yeah. And you're going to go
it's
camp.
Blowing
or
in the wind. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, your hand. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
My hand
here.
Is doing a little snake out the window.
A little snack.
A little slithery snack out the window. Anyway, Born to be Wild. So good. Steppenwolf.
It's a great song. Yeah. I love it. It's usually also on like Jock Jams CDs.
Yeah, and this is a classic tune.
Yeah.
This is a know you're all. Everybody likes Steppenwolf.
Everybody likes this song. And I feel like a little kid who's never heard it will think it's like super cool.
It's very, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the rock.
Yeah, it's got it going on.
It's got the rock and roll.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and pumps and
Okay, my number four. You also might have this one. Okay. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, it's possible.
The King of Wishful Thinking by Go West. Really?
Oh my gosh.
What the heck? Okay, I think I've just put like all of my favorite songs on this list because I love The King of Wishful Thinking. Another great song to lip sync to using the Snapchat filter, which will be on my TikTok come Friday. This just a favorite song of mine. Again, an easy crank and belt. Also very easy to sing.
Crank and belt.
A crank and belt. Yeah. Easy to sing. And if you haven't seen the Jimmy Fallon and Paul Rudd remake music video of this, it is, as Joey would say, choice.
It is choice. It is fire. Shot for shot.
Shot for shot. You'll have a new appreciation for this song. And it's just like, it's such a great song. The King of Wishful Thinking. You'll love
such
it.
Such a good song.
Yeah. And it, again, roll the windows down, do the hand worm with your hand out the window. It's good times.
My number four is Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Not on my list. Fantastic tune.
Right? Okay, so this one goes back to know your audience. This one I don't think would necessarily get everybody.
Yeah.
But some of my friends, you know, certain people of a certain age, so to speak.
Nostalgic for high school, man.
Yeah, exactly. If you're nostalgic for high school at all, you throw on some Ocean Avenue. Oh my gosh, once that first guitar lick comes in, the chugs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I remember thinking like I was so cool when I got that Ocean or the Yellow Card CD.
Yeah.
Because like I had like just gotten my driver's license so I could like drive the family Jeep.
Yeah.
At least it was like a cool car. It wasn't like a minivan. And like pop that CD in and just like drive around. So cool.
So cool.
Independent, living my life on my own, listening to Yellow Card.
And there's something romantic about the idea of going west to me.
Yeah, there always is.
Right? Yeah. Driving west or heading west, going to California. That's
land
just
land of it's, opportunity.
That's kind of how I feel. Like there's an element to going to California that just feels like a coming of age moment almost.
Sunny, hopeful.
Exactly. And Ocean Avenue captures that.
Yeah. Oh man, that's good.
Captures the song of youth.
Yeah. It also, it like encapsulates summertime very well, I think.
Yeah.
And so it works really
and
well.
Falling in love. Oh man.
As a,
so
as a
great.
Road trip song. Yeah.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both and it felt so right, sleeping all day, staying up all night, staying up all night.
Okay, so my number three, if you're ready,
yeah,
is The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And the reason I chose this one is because I went on a road trip to Las Vegas when I was, I want to say I was like 21 with a friend of mine, and we were both like super into Miley Cyrus at the time, and so we listened to this song quite frequently.
Yep.
And man, if this isn't a crank and belt, I don't know what is. And this song is not an easy song to sing, let me just tell you. And if you are not a talented singer like I am not, you need the crank part to drown out the belt, because it doesn't go well for everyone. I just think it's difficult to sing. Would you agree that that's a tough song?
Oh yeah, that would make the list of our like 80s ballad power ballad songs, I feel like, because she's got the soar.
Yeah, she's got the soar like nobody's business.
Oh,
in that
my gosh,
song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's,
it's like singing the national anthem or happy birthday. It's just like there's no way to make this sound good unless you're super talented.
Yeah, and I know Miley Cyrus's voice is a bit polarizing for some people. I happen to like it quite a bit.
Sure, yeah. But I feel like there's not, it's hard to deny that she's a talented singer.
Yeah, she's got it going on. Yeah. We should do a Miley Cyrus episode. Let me just
Oh man, that's a great
tell
idea.
You that.
Off the top of your head, what do you think would be your favorite one or two?
Well, 23 would be high up there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right,
Party in the USA.
I don't know, Party in the USA.
What about Wrecking Ball?
Oh, Wrecking Ball, yeah. Like, that whole Bangers album is, like, my number one.
That's a masterpiece.
That was a masterpiece.
Okay.
Hold on. And The Climb. Okay, so when you're on a road trip, you often find yourself, like, reflecting, I think. Mm. Because there's a lot of time, quiet time, to yourself. Yeah. And The Climb is about overcoming challenges.
Yeah.
And so it's a good song to kind of walk you through that type of thing.
Yeah.
As you are on the road, you're driving, you're kind of zoning out, and you're reflecting.
Oh, I feel that.
That dream I'm dreaming. I can almost see it. You know the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. 'Cause there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. And sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. My number three is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we haven't had any crossover yet.
Now, actually, honestly, it would be probably cheating, I suppose, but the super number three would be oh no, that's actually a totally different song.
What?
We Will Rock You into We Are the Champions. But Bohemian Rhapsody is just
We Will Rock You.
I mean, that could also just, you could swap those in and out.
Yeah.
That could be my whole list right there, obviously.
Can I tell just like a quick aside about We Will Rock You?
Sure. Yeah.
I used to have a job that was absolutely soul-crushing, and I hated it. And so it kind of is a road trip song for me, because every day when I would drive to work,
yeah,
I listened to We Will Rock You every single morning for 5 years to get me, like, into the right mindset of going to this place that I just did not like.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure three guesses where this was. but I listened to that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every day in the car on my way there. And it would just get me in the right frame of mind. And I haven't listened to it, like, in years, because I haven't needed to. I also don't have a commute anymore, but...
You know, our good friend Sam, who's on the Disney Originals...
The DCOMs.
The DCOMs episode, as well as the Life Tips episode. Used to listen to Feel Good, Feel Better by Prince, which is a great feel-good song.
Oh, yeah.
On the way to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never
it's
gotten
into... pump-up jam.
Yeah. I don't know why. I've just never gotten into listening to the same song on the way into work.
Well, it's like, I just needed it.
Yeah.
I don't need it now.
No, yeah. No. There's not much to say about Bohemian Rhapsody. We all know it. It's an amazing opera of music and sound, and what a journey the song takes you on.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to rock out with your friends once the solo kicks in. It allows you to harmonize with your friends to do a bunch of different weird character voices, right? Like Mamma Mia. Oh my gosh, it's just hilarious.
It's a crowd pleaser.
That's a crowd pleaser. Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Okay, so my number two, I think this is the only opportunity left for us to have a shared song.
Uh-oh.
And it's I'm Going to Be by The Proclaimers. I Would Walk 500 Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that song.
It's not on your list?
No, it's not on my
list. Wow.
But wasn't that on another one of my lists for another episode?
I don't... Someone else
I think it was.
Would probably know better.
The people cataloging our episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's...
The super fans.
Yeah, some... I'm not going to lie. Some people know my preferences better than I do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or like someone the other day was like... We were talking about crayons. And they were like, I remember that like... Brick Red was on your list. I was like, was it? I don't remember. So I had to look up my list, and it is true. Brick Red was my number three. Mm-hmm. But it is funny. It's like sometimes we release these things and then my mind goes blank and I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
But then I look back at my list. I'm like, oh yes, I stand by it.
I stand by Brick Red.
I stand by my choice.
I stand by Blue 3.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so the Proclaimers, I'm going to be 500 miles. I mean, it's about mileage, so of course it's a classic road trip song. Yeah. It's all about being on the road and walking 500 miles to be the man to get back to you.
Charlie, my good friend Charlie and I used to sing this song, I feel like, together all the time at school. I don't know why. We would just go around shouting this. Or if we were at like a party, we would try to get everyone to sing the song.
It's a good, like, getting people to chant it type of song, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a common thread.
I feel like it was this song or, what's the stadium's, ole, 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 ole. We would either sing that or this song.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, so, again, this is a good one that you can just kind of shout. It's not hard to sing along to. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets strong next to you. And if I heave her, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And how good are those falsetto moments?
And I would walk. You get to do a little.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Who do you get to pretend to be? You get
Hootie.
To pretend
to be. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Not Hootie. You get Hootie. To be, pretend to be, who's the most vanilla artist of all time? What's his name?
I don't know.
Starts with a D. He's got,
D?
A pretty baby.
Dave Matthews?
Dave Matthews. You get to do your best, Dave. Thank you. You get to do your best Dave Matthews when you sing this song.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who likes Dave Matthews?
I don't know. I mean, there's the thing. Yeah. There's nothing to dislike, I guess.
But is there anything to like?
A drummer's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I can't have an opinion, so.
Okay. That was your number?
That was my number two.
Number two. Okay, my number two is Knights in White Satin.
Oh, my God.
By the Moody Blues.
The Moody freaking Blues.
Is this not on your list?
It is not on my list because I don't think it's a road trip song.
Okay, and this is a road trip song for me for the same reason that The Climb made the list for you, because there's always those moments where the conversation lulls. In fact, the conversation, yeah. I feel like, usually lulls, you know, hour to 3 hours into the road trip.
Yeah, I prefer when the conversation lulls.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. I like the silence.
You like the silence.
Of the road.
And in that silence, emerges Knights in White Satin, a very contemplative song. It's perfect for a road trip, especially if it's not a summer road trip, I would say. Mm. It's perfect for the fall road trip.
We listen to this on a fall road trip.
I know. It's so perfect for a fall road trip. Just when the leaves are changing, it's got this just really atmospheric verses. It just feels like you're listening.
The flute.
It's got the flute. Oh my gosh! And you love your flutes.
I love flutes.
It just feels like you're listening to something important. And I feel like when the colors are so vibrant in the fall, it feels like, I don't know, just.
Oh man.
The world is magical, and this song is magical.
Can't even tell you how much I love Knights in White Satin. I love that song.
Yeah, and fall is such a, like, it can't decide if it's a cheery season or if it's kind of a subdued, melancholy season. I feel like it hits the best, it's the best of both worlds, mm-hmm. and that's what this song is.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I want to, I'm like a little bit sad, but I'm also hopeful. It's such a good song.
Contemplative. Is the word you used, and that was the right word.
Right word, yeah.
Do you have a favorite road trip that we've gone on together, you and I?
Favorite road trip? I mean, the one in the Northeast was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. New England?
In New England, yep. Going from Sleepy Hollow to...
It's pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah.
Good time.
That was a good mm-hmm. time. Driving through Death Valley was great.
Yeah, we've actually, now that I think about it, we've gone on a lot of road trips.
Yeah.
I liked the one when we were coming back from Cincinnati, and I was... I think I drove the whole time because it was my car.
Yeah.
And we were like barely dating.
We
weren't even BF and GF at the time. We weren't even
BF GF, yeah.
Yeah, but we went on a road trip together to Cincinnati, and I was playing the alphabet game on the way home, you know, where you find all the letters.
Yeah.
And I was so persistent. We were driving through, I think we were near, what's that place called in Wisconsin with the water parks?
Wisconsin Dells.
The Wisconsin Dells, and I was stuck on Z for like 45 minutes. And
I think it was longer than that. We had just given up on the game.
I hadn't. You had.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like 3 hours later, you scream out, zebra mussels! And I gasped, like, what?
Yeah.
I got the Z.
Yeah. That was a fun road trip.
Road trips are fun, yeah. What do you think of the road trip games in general? Do you like the alphabet game?
I like the alphabet game when it's a competition.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings. Honestly, I think maybe I used to like them, but I think most of the time now they would just annoy me.
Well, did it annoy you when we went on that trip 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
I probably didn't find it awesome.
You were just upset because I'm so good at it.
That's probably right.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, my number one and my winner is Chattahoochee.
Oh my
gosh. By Alan Jackson. Is this on your list?
Absolutely not.
This is upsetting.
This is an eye roll.
This is a road trip song for the cabin. Mm. Because I would argue that driving from the Twin Cities to the cabin is a road trip.
Yeah.
And the anticipation of being up north brings out the country in me.
You have no country in you.
Yes, I do. I have lots of country in me. And it all boils down to Chattahoochee from Alan Jackson. So I like to listen to this song in the car. It's also a very good on the boat tune, because if you have ever watched this music video, Alan Jackson is skiing in cut off jeans and like,
it's ridiculous.
A Denver Broncos, like, jersey? What is that called? Football jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the whole music video is just so funny. Sitting in an old school lawn chair, drinking beer with his dog. I don't know. It's just like the ultimate, just like, country, like hot, humid, like wind blowing.
Yes,
song. Just like a little,
it
like
it is hot and humid, and I feel sticky just listening to that song.
Yeah, the lyrics are ridiculous too. Like everything about it, it just brings me joy.
Now, is he serious? Like, is he legitimately that country?
I mean, his songs are pretty country. I would say Chattahoochee is a little bit on. It's like a polar end.
Okay.
Of where he is.
Yeah.
But it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
I just wonder if he, you know, is he, is this a joke to him and he's just like, he knows how to write a ridiculous song, or is he legitimately saying these lyrics because he feels strongly about these lyrics?
Well, I think you also need to remember the time. I think this came out in the 90s.
Yeah.
So like, this is like pretty classic 90s country, I think.
And what does that mean, though?
Well, I mean, like, think about what country songs are about, typically. It's like,
yeah,
laying out under the stars, drinking beer, know, like, doing all that thing. So, I don't know. I feel like...
You feel like he means it.
I feel like he means it, but maybe, like, I feel like most country artists mean it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
And so, it's just like, I'm not interpreting it as, like, the ultimate way to live.
Yeah. It's so bizarre thinking back. Like, when you said that it's from the 90s, I'm thinking, like, okay, what's going on? Like, Nirvana is coming out and, like, Pearl Jam's around and...
Yeah, it's pretty opposite of the 90s grunge scene. It's like grunge in a different
way. Yeah, like Alanis Morissette, and they've all got, like, these super heavy-hitting lyrics. And then he just comes out with hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Yeah, people need that because they can't just be, like, bogged down by Alanis's turmoil their whole entire life.
That's true.
She just won't quit, even though I am one of Alanis's biggest fans.
Yeah, she's so good.
So, I implore you to go out and watch the Chattahoochee music video. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder.
you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. All right, my number one and my winner is, actually, maybe you can guess it. It's one of the greatest songs ever written. Much to the chagrin of anybody who respects my taste in music.
Is it a female artist or
it's
a male artist?
It's a male artist.
I don't know. Is it?
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
The shape of an L on your forehead.
Oh, All Star.
All Star by Smash Mouth.
Joey has this very odd obsession with Smash Mouth.
It's not an odd obsession. It's just an amazing song. First of all, well, yes, I will say the writer in Smash Mouth is such an amazing songwriter. It's crazy what a great songwriter he is in terms of just writing quick, fast-paced songs that get right to the hook. He's so good at it. That's besides the point. This song is about All Star.
Yep.
Yes. It's such a... When this song kicks in, everybody's singing along. Everybody knows the lyrics of the song.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
the chorus is so simple. It's got elements of... It's like stadium rock when you get to the chorus.
Yeah, it's probably because everyone really liked Shrek. It's at the beginning of Shrek. Joey's so upset.
I am so upset by that comment, but I'm... I can't even get past that. You know what? They were talking about global warming before everybody else.
Smash Mouth was?
Yeah.
Walking on the Sun?
Well, exactly. Walking on the Sun and that wasn't about walking on the sun? No, they've got a song literally called Walking on the Sun.
I know.
But you know, I'm saying that was about
global warming.
Well, I don't know, but in the song All Star, what does he say? Something about it's a cool place in this, it gets colder.
Oh,
but something
yeah
about like the Earth's atmosphere is heating up or something. I can't remember exactly what he says.
Judging by the hole in the satellite picture,
yeah,
the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire. How about you?
Fire.
That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. I didn't know that was about global warming. I thought it was just
about, right. He's like the original Al Gore.
Okay, you're giving him a lot of credit.
He probably also invented the internet. So
yeah,
what's
he up to now? Smash Mouth. Is he saving the world? Or
they're still writing music? They came out with an
Smash
album.
Smash Mouth is?
Yes, like 3 or 4 years ago, they came out with a record.
How was it?
It's actually really good.
Okay, so I guess we all need to go listen to the Smash Mouth record circa 2017.
Exactly. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So interesting, Joey. This has gone a different way than I expected. It's a good list. We've got a nice eclectic list.
Yeah.
Going here.
I mean, we've got 10 songs now for your next road trip.
It's going to be a good road trip.
Yeah. So I will recap.
Yeah.
5 is Africa by Toto. 4 is The King of Wishful Thinking by Go West. 3 is The Climb by Miley Cyrus. 2 is I'm going to be, in parentheses, 500 miles by The Proclaimers. Mm-hmm. And my winner is Chattahoochee by The Alan Jackson.
My number 5 is Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf. Number 4 is Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card. My number 3 is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Number 2 is Nights in White Satin by The Moody Blues. Oh, my number 1 and my winner is All Star by Smash Mouth.
The most underrated band of all time.
Exactly. This song is a masterpiece.
Okay.
Underrated, complaining about the heat. I'm just going to straight up say it. We love talking about the weather here in Minnesota.
Yep.
But it is underrated talking about how much I hate the hot.
We are
humid
living
weather
in Satan's butt crack right now. It is so unbelievably hot.
And it's so fun to talk
in
about
this room. So we moved into like an old brownstone, which is great. I love the charm. I love the character. I love everything about it. But I do not love that there is not central AC. And so we have AC in the living room and we have AC in the bedroom. We do not have it in the studio office area. And good God, is it hot in here?
Great Scott!